Unit 7, Negotiation on Price. Conversation 1.
Let us talk about price. This is our price list. The prices of choline depend on its size and thickness.
I see. But aren't these prices for your domestic customers?
Yes, but we apply these prices to overseas customers as well.
Market conditions differ from country to country. As you know, the market here is rather competitive. To put it another way, we need lower prices.
Yes, we can take note of your comment. Prices depend also on volume. What is your estimate of the market? In other words, how many choline do you think we can sell in the first years?
I'm rather optimistic. To give you a ballpark figure, I would say 1,000 tons, which could be doubled the following year.
Our price is 50 per square meter. Isn't this right?
May I present my opinion frankly?
Yes, please go ahead.
I think that will price us out of the market. That will make choline twice as expensive as our competitors' products.
We have no competitor as such.
I admit choline has admirable attributes. If, however, one can bear a little less luster and a lower impact strength, Duraface can be accepted in most of the markets we are targeting. Never underestimate your opponent. No product is without competitors.
All right. I'm prepared to go to 40, but no further.
That's better. Let's shake on $40 and see how it goes. Conversation 2.
What's the price? I hope you'll quote us favorably.
It's $800 per kilo. CIFC, 5%, Hamburg.
Frankly speaking, the price you offer is too high. We can't accept it.
Why? This is a fair market price.
It certainly is.
Then what leads you to think that we have to reduce our price? Please tell me candidly.
I look at it this way. Suppliers should be able to reduce their CIF price, even lower than their home price.
We give you quotations on the same basis as we quote in the domestic market.
That's the point. Your overhead is in your domestic price, but it can't be carried in the CIF price.
But even with the overhead out, the export overhead must be put in. Finally, it comes to the same thing. Anyway, this is a quality item and should be sold on its value.
I wish you could make a reconsideration. If you don't reduce your price, we won't purchase from you anymore because there's plenty of other business offering here.
Conversation 3.
Your price is rather out of line, much higher for us to accept.
Our price is lower compared with that of the same kind of product on the international market. It's very competitive.
But the fact is that other suppliers are offering more favorably than yours.
There are certainly cheaper ones on the market, but have you compared the quality with theirs? Are they in the same class?
Yes, their quality is almost the same as yours. It's difficult for us to proceed our talk with you if you don't make a concession.
What do you suggest then?
20%.
What? You're asking too much. That's just your asking price.
Oh, don't be so nervous. How much can you take off?
The gap between us is too big. Even if we make a move, you won't accept it anyway.
How much lower can you go then?
A reduction of 3% is only too reasonable. It's your turn to make a move.
There's no point making a counteroffer because the gap is too great.
You can't expect us to make a move alone.
Your quote is still higher than I can accept. Hope you can make more efforts.
How's that? We'll cut another 3%. That's the best we can do.
I appreciate the steps you've taken. I'll surely make a move after you move again.
Joint efforts are needed to make a deal. We have moved twice, but you haven't done anything yet. That's unfair.
From the very beginning, you've overpriced your quotation, and you stand far away from the boundary line. The distance is not on our side. The two steps you've taken just now are breakthroughs, but not a decisive move.
Okay. In order to help you sell our product, I'm ready to move another step forward. A big move. Let's split the difference and meet each other halfway.
All right, that's a deal.
Conversation 4. This is our rock bottom price, Mr. Lee. We can't make any further concessions.
If that's the case, there's not much point in further discussion. We might as well call the whole deal off.
What I mean is that we'll never be able to come down to your price. The gap is too great.
I think it's unwise for either of us to insist on his own price. How about meeting each other halfway and each make a further concession so that business can be concluded.
What's your proposal?
Your unit price is $100 higher than we can accept. When I suggested we meet each other halfway, I meant it literally.
Do you mean to suggest that we have to make a further reduction of $50 in our price? That's impossible.
What would you suggest?
The best we can do will be a reduction of another $30. That's definitely rock bottom.
That still leaves a gap of $20 to be covered. Let's meet each other halfway once more. Then the gap will be closed and our business completed.
You certainly have a way of talking me into it. All right, let's meet halfway again. Conversation 5.
Would you please let us know about your prices? The amount of our quantity depends largely on your prices.
Here are our latest price sheets. Would you like to have a look?
I'm waiting for your offer.
Our offer is renminbi 600 yuan per piece of carpet, FOB Tianjin.
That's a high price. That is out of my expectation.
My offer was based on reasonable profit, not on wild speculation. You know the price of wool has gone up since last year. Our price is relatively favorable.
There's little likelihood of concluding business unless the price is reduced by 5%.
I appreciate your counteroffer, but it's too low.
It's unwise for either of us to insist on his own price. How about meeting each other halfway and each makes a concession so that business can be concluded?
All right, renminbi 580 kwai per piece. Moreover, we've kept the price close to the cost of production.
Could you please extend your offer for 2 days further?
Our offer remains open for 3 days.